Good morning, racing fans. Thank you for tuning in to another podcast, Backstretch Talk. And of course, these podcasts every Wednesday go over the Trip and Trouble horses the previous week. And of course, right now we're at Del Mar. So today is Wednesday, August 3rd. Racing does resume tomorrow. That's right. We have a four-day race week at Del Mar during the meet, and post time will be at 2 o'clock on Thursday. Also, I want to remind everybody, on Friday, post time is always 4 p.m., and then we go back to Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. Alrighty? So, wow. Another incredible week of racing. I got to tell you, because, you know, people that know me know that I literally grew up out at Santa Anita. I was in the infield running around 9, 10 years old, betting on $2 to show on horses through my older brother and dad, and got hooked real early. We picnicked out in the infield. Santa Anita is my home. A lot of really good memories out at Santa Anita. But I got to tell you, you can't compare the racing at Santa Anita to what we're seeing now at Del Mar. It is just incredible. The field sizes, we're getting prices again, $29, $31, $65 are not uncommon. And when was the last time we saw that at Santa Anita? It's been a while, because you don't get those prices with 5, 6, 7 horse fields. Del Mar is doing it, and congratulations to them. I certainly hope they can continue with this type of momentum, you know, and maybe Santa Anita will take note and do something about the field size problems that they've been having. But boy, I'll tell you, it is a real pleasure to be going through the past performances now. Santa Anita, I got to tell you, towards the end of the meeting, and it wasn't just me, it was a lot of other professional handicappers that I was talking to, and it was like, oh my God, you know, it was a lot to get through. But Del Mar, wow, I mean, just absolutely incredible. So anyway, enough of the soapbox love affair with Del Mar, because I'm sure everybody else is experiencing the same thing that, you know, that everybody else is. So, all right, let's get to it. My name is Eddie the Hat, and of course, I'm your host on our podcasts. We're brought to you every podcast by horseracing-selections.com. If you haven't had an opportunity to visit the website to get on board with our selections, well, you're missing out, and I suggest that you do so as soon as possible, because we're having a pretty decent meet right now. And I say that with full disclosure, because guys, you know, we don't win every day. I mean, that's just not going to happen. We might have two bad days in a row. Sunday was a typical bad day. We had one win at $3.20. Now, you know, people are going to laugh, and they're going to say, well, my God, how can anybody make any money? Well, that's just one day. Keep in mind that over the course of the meeting, we show a profit. So, you know, that's all I'm going to say. You know, you need to be on board with us consistently, and you need to see what we can do on a regular, consistent basis. Horseracing-selections.com. Get on board with us. All right, let's get to the racing. Thursday, last Thursday was the 28th of July, and we're going to talk here. We mentioned on our daily podcast show on, you know, Today at Del Mar, and those are brought to you aired every racing morning of the day of the card. We told you that Cross Examine was a kind of a funky horse, because how often do you see Bob Baffert debuting a horse for $20,000 claiming price? Well, guys, obviously he's not much, he being a Ridgeling by Quality Road. Bottom line is, this horse, you know, did what he, you know, was supposed to do. He ran third in a decent effort, but it was a better than look try. He broke a step slow away from the gate. He was green throughout, and it was an okay effort. And I don't know if he got claimed out of this race. I'm assuming he probably did. But anyway, I guess the bottom line is we need to circle him and follow him, because I think with the race under his belt, a better post next time being drawn outside, we'll have to see who, you know, obviously what Barney's in, if he's returning to Baffert or he's going to be moving. But he showed enough to us that he merits consideration next time out. So let's circle, cross-examine out of Thursday's third race on Thursday. All right, the seventh race, this was the Fleet Treat Stakes, $175,000. And opening Buzz here kind of had his chances compromised. He bobbled at the break and lost position. Just really, well, let's just say that kind of probably took the wind out of his sails. Not a release of ours. He was 3-1 on the morning line. But nonetheless, if you liked him and you bet him, forgive him for her. She's a filly by Stanford. Forgive her for this effort and give her a look next time. And that's Bobble or opening Buzz out of Thursday's seventh. All right, now we're going to go to Friday. We're going to talk here about Sensible Move. Hey, this was a horse that we really, 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 really liked, guys. We had some good information on this gelded son of Summer Front, and hesitated slightly at the break. I'm going to go out on the limb here. I think they were looking for him to show a little bit more speed. But when he hesitated, got a little bit slow in the stride, and he reverted back to his previous races where he was racing back well off the pace. And, you know, we looked for an excuse here to really rip Armando Ayuso, but we couldn't find one. He gave this horse a hell of a ride, and the horse ended up in a much better-than-looked runner-up, $6.40 the place, which I will take on a Wind Mutual any day of the week. But, yeah, we didn't see his best, and so we're going to circle him, or we're going to give him a try again back when he, I'm sure, will come back versus Maiden Special Weights at Del Mar. Look for more speed from him, because I think that's what we were expecting, and we didn't get it on Friday. The sixth race, this was the Daisy Cutter Handicap. If you had listened to our morning show, if you had paid attention, if you were on our clients, on our sheets, we told you that Legs Galore was losing a step, and she is. She got pressed throughout here. The eventual winner was released to our clients, Twilight Gleaming, drawn outside at $4.80. This was certainly nothing to write home about when you're looking at a 480 winner. But the point is we told you that Legs Galore, you could eliminate her in this race. She just didn't look good. And her last race at Belmont June 11th, she just folded, just gave way, didn't look good, choppy on the gallop out, and she's shipping back to Del Mar. So come on, guys. I mean, that was pretty a no-brainer. But anyway, Legs Galore, if you like her, if you tend to follow her, you're probably going to want to use a little bit of caution when you see her again. The Saturday, turn the page to Saturday here. We're going to jump to the second race here. And Continental Divide was a horse that got a really rough trip here. Was wide on the first turn here. And nice effort for the runner-up spot. Not really sure what Juan was doing when he got caught, you know, wide into the clubhouse turn. But again, like I always say, I tend not to criticize these guys because I don't have the guts and the courage to do what they do. So, sure, they're going to mess up, and you're going to make a bet, and you're going to shake your head. Not the best of trip here with Continental Divide. So we are going to circle him and give him an excuse here for the runner-up try, because we really liked him. Thought that he was going to probably win this race. But the wide trip took a little bit of the starch out of him. and we're going to give them a chance back next time. Saturday in the third, Comanche Country. Wow. If you're not listening to our morning shows, you might be missing out. They're free. You might disagree with us. You might say, hey, you know, that's a good point. But the bottom line is, sometimes you're going to pick up something, whether you agree with it or not. And we told you that whenever you see a Phil D'Amato North American starter for the first time, you got to give him extra credit. You have to. The man hits at 24%. First time in his barn. Now, that could be a horse coming from Belmont that comes out here and starts racing for Phil. He hits at 20%. So those are numbers that, you know, you can't dispute, and they're hard to buck a trend against. This horse paid $580, was loaded, and won going away very impressively under Umberto Rispoli, who, by the way, is riding as good as he's ever ridden. And this was a fairly easy winner. This could have been a nice, horse to bet. If you are our client and if you listen to our show on Saturday morning, you probably are, you know, cashed a bet here. But anyway, Phil D'Amato, anything first-time North American or anything in his barn, he improves the horse. He moves it up. So you got to remember that. The sixth race here, we're going to take a look at Colomio. Keith DeSormo, Ryan Curlatolo. This horse was a 35-1. 12-1 in the morning line, got totally ignored. And the only reason why I'm talking about him is because this Ridgeling went to his nose at the break, stumbled badly, and was totally eliminated. So again, this is one of those situations where we're just telling you we didn't like this horse. But if you did, and you put a couple of bucks on him, or maybe you gave him a chance, just totally throw this race out and give him a look next time. That's Colomio. The eighth race. This was the Bing Crosby handicap for a grade one, $400,000 event. How about American Theorem? How about getting $17.60 on this horse? And this brings me back to when we opened in the show, and I was telling you that we were getting prices. And the reason why we're getting prices is because of the field size. If American Theorem had run at Santa Anita in a 5-6 horse field, you're not going to get $17.60 on him. But because of the field size, we were graciously able to cash this ticket on a guy that, in my opinion, stood out head and shoulders above everybody else in here. Get Her Number was second. He ran solidly. Let's Get Lucky was third. Perhaps the biggest disappointment in here, which we really didn't care for, was Shahaz, the Bob Affert trainee. He checked in fourth as the favorite in here. And also Drain the Clock was a horse that we kind of gave a little bit of a shot to, not to win here, but to finish, you know, maybe in the exacta or the tri spot. And he ran up the track as well. So, but let's not take anything away from American Theorem. Very, very powerful win for Papa Padromo. And Shaz, again, like I said, we don't know what all the hoopla was about. We saw all of his races at Santa Anita. And quite frankly, they didn't impress us. He was DQ'd into a win that Disco Ball, where, you know, granted he was bothered, but what would Disco Ball have been in this race? You know, so anyway, hard to figure, but, you know, we'll take that mutual any day of the week. The ninth race on Saturday, this was an allowance optional claiming race. And let me find out what we had here for you. Because at the moment, I'm kind of stunned or confused here. Okay, here we go. Way on the outside here, Llamas. This was another horse that we talked just a little bit about on our show on Saturday morning. And again here, you've got a trainer, Manuel Badia, who is not a high-profile trainer by any means. He hit at 8% last year, or rather, I'm sorry, this current year he's hitting at 8%. But if you look at his first North American starters, he's had 11 of them, and he's hit with them at 36%. First time with the trainer, 24%. So again, you've got a horse that's got solid credentials coming in here for a trainer that's, you know, obviously doing the right thing. Abel Sadil takes the call. He's adding blinkers and he's getting Lasix. So this was a very interesting horse we talked about a little bit. He ran a much better than looked fourth. He outran his price. Didn't get the job done, but Lamas, let's keep an eye on him. Don't know where he's going to go. He might go back east. He might stay here at Del Mar. We hope he stays here locally because we'd like to see him again. And granted, he had a horrible post. Might have something next time. So Lamas. Okay, let's circle him and give him a look back. And finally, in the 11th race on Saturday, how about Lady Clementine? Yeah, how about this filly? This horse won very impressively, $13, first timer in North America for George, that man, Papa Perdomo, and nice looking win here. This horse definitely needs to be followed because she won with a lot left in the tank and looked good on the gallop out. She came back looking really, really nice. So Lady Clementine is a horse that we're going to circle and follow. And I'm sure we'll see her at Del Mar next time. And then finally, we're going to turn the page to Sunday. This was the 31st, last day of August. And Laurel River, you know, again, $3.20. This was our lone winner on Sunday, by the way. So, you know, we need to talk about this one and highlight this one because we, you know, really had a crap day on Sunday. But this horse has got a little bit of ability, a little bit of talent. The son of Into Mischief looked good here. He was coming off of an allowance optional claiming win last year at Del Mar, where she won, or rather he won under Flavian Pratt by 11 and a half lengths. So obviously he's got a little bit of run in him. He came back ready and looked good here. So we're going to circle him. Baffert will take care of him, put him where he fits next time again. And it'll be interesting to see what he can do. The sixth race, we're going to talk about. Who are we going to talk about here? Oh, Duplication. Okay. Debuting for Andy Mathis. This horse really disappointed us under Kyle Frey. Was looked like was just a little bit tardy away from the gate. Kyle gunned him up on the inside. He got to the lead. He was going pretty easy. He had a nice stride about him early on. But when the running began, he had nothing left and just totally dropped out of it and ran up the track. In a very disappointing effort. But we weren't discouraged enough to not continue to follow him. So we are going to circle him and give him a look next time when he comes back. The son of Caro Prince, I think, is better than what we saw on Sunday. So let's circle Duplication. And finally, wrapping things up on Sunday, how about Justique? Wow. You know, I don't usually get jazzed with two-year-olds. Sometimes it's kind of hard not to because you just don't know. Some of my training friends don't like running two-year-olds. They wait until they're three to debut them. This is not the case here because John Sheriffs is a very conservative, old-school hay, oats, and water type trainer. He runs them into condition. He very rarely pops at first asking. As a matter of fact, he's at 0% when he debuts a horse. He's 0-17 this year. Okay, so real easy just to draw a line through this guy and just say, well, you know, John's going to run him into shape, or her into shape. But the daughter of Justify ran such a visually impressive race that I think people were saying, my God, you know, this is this was an Arazi type win way back in the Breeders' Cup, this was a Zenyatta type performance. She's being compared to these type of horses, which is always dangerous to do off of one race, but that's how impressive she looked. And she paid $19 only because of the fact that John Sheriff's doesn't win with his first time starters. But Victor Espinoza, if you watch the replay, and I encourage you to go back and do so if you haven't, check out the last 16th of a mile where he was just standing up in the irons. She had so much left in the tank, it was unbelievable. And the way she drew off late, the move she made through the stretch, the way she drew off, all I'm going to say is wow. And it is going to be very impressive. Could it be maybe the graduation stakes for her next? I don't know. But all I'm going to say is wow. This is definitely one to circle, follow, because it's going to be fun to see what she can do when she surfaces it next time versus winners. So congratulations to her connections, because if you can't be excited about a horse like this, I don't know what you can get excited about. All right, that's going to do it for us on this Wednesday. You've been listening to Backstretch Talk. We just gave you the trip and trouble notes from the previous week, racing week at Del Mar. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning for Today at Del Mar, where we discuss the Thursday card out at Del Mar, where first post is 2 p.m. Good luck, guys. Do your homework. The past performances are out. We'll be talking to you again tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day. This is Eddie the Hat, and I'm out.